Unit 6, page 74. Listening. Exercise 2. 1. You hear a conversation in a travel agent's. This hotel is nearer the beach and has a shorter walk into town.
Perhaps it's better to be near everything, but won't it be noisier?
It won't be particularly noisy. It's a small resort.
I see. But on second thoughts, perhaps it is better to be further outside the resort, so you really feel far away from it all. But what's the beach like?
Well, the beach nearest the hotel is shingle, but there are sandy ones further away.
And does the other hotel have a sandy beach?
Yes, it does.
Perhaps that one would be better after all.
This hotel is nearer the beach and has a shorter walk into town.
Perhaps it's better to be near everything. But won't it be noisier?
It won't be particularly noisy. It's a small resort.
I see. But on second thoughts, perhaps it is better to be further outside the resort, so you really feel far away from it all. But what's the beach like?
Well, the beach nearest the hotel is shingle, but there are sandy ones further away.
And does the other hotel have a sandy beach?
Yes, it does.
Perhaps that one would be better after all.
2. You hear part of a radio documentary about a man who travelled through America.
Mark Beaumont, adventurer and long-distance cyclist, is the subject of our programme today. Mark was the first person ever to travel the length of the Americas from Alaska to the southern tip of Argentina using only the power of his body. He covered over 20,000 kilometres in 268 days and travelled through 20 countries, carrying his bike when the terrain was too rough for cycling and paddling across rivers and lakes in an inflatable canoe he kept in a backpack. Mark, why on earth did you do it? Mark Beaumont, adventurer and long-distance cyclist, is the subject of our programme today. Mark was the first person ever to travel the length of the Americas from Alaska to the southern tip of Argentina using only the power of his body. He covered over 20,000 kilometres in 268 days and travelled through 20 countries, carrying his bike when the terrain was too rough for cycling and paddling across rivers and lakes in an inflatable canoe he kept in a backpack. Mark, why on earth did you do it?
3. You hear a weather forecast.
Good evening. The Met Office has issued a severe weather warning for Scotland. South to southwesterly winds are expected to increase to severe gale force later this evening. Weather conditions will worsen overnight into tomorrow morning. Non-essential car journeys should not be undertaken. High winds will further disrupt travel tomorrow. Ferry services and several flights have already been cancelled. If the conditions continue, schools will be closed, the council warned, as buses for the pupils would not be allowed to run. Good evening. The Met Office has issued a severe weather warning for Scotland. South to southwesterly winds are expected to increase to severe gale force later this evening. Weather conditions will worsen overnight into tomorrow morning. Non-essential car journeys should not be undertaken. High winds will further disrupt travel tomorrow. Ferry services and several flights have already been cancelled. If the conditions continue, schools will be closed, the council warned, as buses for the pupils would not be allowed to run.
4. You hear a woman talking about a decision she made.
The day I decided to row across the Atlantic, it was like a light went on in my head. I'd been looking for a project for some time. I hate being bored, so I'm always setting myself challenges. When I'm on my deathbed, I want to be proud of what I've achieved. I want to do something memorable, and more than anything, I want to make a difference. If I rowed across an ocean by myself, other people would notice and I could draw attention to the things I feel passionate about: pollution, renewable energy, and endangered species. The day I decided to row across the Atlantic, it was like a light went on in my head. I'd been looking for a project for some time. I hate being bored, so I'm always setting myself challenges. When I'm on my deathbed, I want to be proud of what I've achieved. I want to do something memorable, and more than anything, I want to make a difference. If I rowed across an ocean by myself, other people would notice and I could draw attention to the things I feel passionate about: pollution, renewable energy, and endangered species.
5. You hear an inventor talking.
This is the story behind my new transport idea, the electric rickshaw. My granddad was an engineer. He had a workshop at the bottom of the garden, and from a very young age I used to watch him. Later, we started working together. Before he died, we were developing a new type of electric engine to power a rickshaw. Then I visited China a couple of years ago. I was astonished by the pollution in the cities. That really inspired me to finish the project we'd started, because I realised it could make a difference. This is the story behind my new transport idea, the electric rickshaw. My granddad was an engineer. He had a workshop at the bottom of the garden, and from a very young age I used to watch him. Later, we started working together. Before he died, we were developing a new type of electric engine to power a rickshaw. Then I visited China a couple of years ago. I was astonished by the pollution in the cities. That really inspired me to finish the project we'd started, because I realised it could make a difference.
6. You hear two people talking.
Hello, customer services.
I'd like to make a complaint.
Certainly. Name, please?
David Thomas. Well, I was travelling to work.
When was this?
Yesterday morning, but it wasn't the first time.
I understand. Time and destination.
Oh, 8:40 to Reading. As I said, I was travelling to...
I'm sorry, I see that train was cancelled.
Yes, I missed my...
Would you like a refund?
What? Yes, but this isn't the first time.
Well, sir, I'm happy to send you a complaints procedure form with your refund if you can just give me your address.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Hello, customer services.
I'd like to make a complaint.
Certainly. Name, please?
David Thomas. Well, I was travelling to work.
When was this?
Yesterday morning, but it wasn't the first time.
I understand. Time and destination.
Oh, 8:40 to Reading. As I said, I was travelling to...
I'm sorry, I see that train was cancelled.
Yes, I missed my...
Would you like a refund?
What? Yes, but this isn't the first time.
Well, sir, I'm happy to send you a complaints procedure form with your refund if you can just give me your address.
Oh, okay, thank you.
7. You hear Sally talking to her friend.
Hi, Sally. What happened to you?
I fell off my bike. Well, I got my bike out, but the chain fell off, so I borrowed my brother's.
Are you okay?
I've got a bruise on my knee, but otherwise I'm okay.
What about the bike?
I've bent the front wheel. Simon will be so upset. He's racing on Saturday. I don't think it'll be fixed in time.
Oh, dear. I think you should get a doctor to look at your knee.
No, it's only bruised. It's almost stopped hurting.
Hi, Sally. What happened to you?
I fell off my bike. Well, I got my bike out, but the chain fell off, so I borrowed my brother's.
Are you okay?
I've got a bruise on my knee, but otherwise I'm okay.
What about the bike?
I've bent the front wheel. Simon will be so upset. He's racing on Saturday. I don't think it'll be fixed in time.
Oh, dear. I think you should get a doctor to look at your knee.
No, it's only bruised. It's almost stopped hurting.
8. You hear two people talking.
Where are we going? Is that ours over there? What time does it leave?
Stop panicking. We won't miss it. Look for Bay 48.
Okay. What does that say? I can't read Spanish.
We just need to find the hotel sign on the window. That's not in Spanish.
Look, the numbers run above. We're at Bay 32. It's this way. I think that's our driver over there. Were all these people on our flight? How are they going to get all the suitcases in?
Calm down.
Where are we going? Is that ours over there? What time does it leave?
Stop panicking. We won't miss it. Look for Bay 48.
Okay. What does that say? I can't read Spanish.
We just need to find the hotel sign on the window. That's not in Spanish.
Look, the numbers run above. We're at Bay 32. It's this way. I think that's our driver over there. Were all these people on our flight? How are they going to get all the suitcases in?
Calm down.